You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
He's late.
Oh, not really. That clock's always a bit fast.
I don't want our meal to spoil.
It won't, Robert.
Not when we've waited all day to have it with Henry.
Don't worry. The meat needs to rest anyway.
How long for?
Oh, a good 10 minutes, maybe more.
Better be here by then. Ah, about time. I'll go. Tony, afternoon.
Afternoon, Rob. Well, here he is.
So I see. Well, say goodbye then, Henry.
Bye-bye, Henry.
Bye, Grandad.
Well, in you come now.
Look what I've got, Daddy.
Oh, where did you get that?
Oh, we've been out. Some friends of ours were having a farm open day.
Yeah, showcasing what? Rusty old implements?
No, sheep and beef, mainly.
So how did he acquire a dirty great bolt?
He found it in a hedge. He's got rather attached to it.
Look!
Yeah, now, put it down, please, Henry. Outside, on the step. Yeah, good boy. Now, go and wash your hands. We'll be eating soon.
Okay.
Right. Well, here's his bag.
Thank you.
He did his reading book with me this morning.
Good. He's had lunch of some sort, I take it?
Yes, we took a picnic.
I see. Well, till next week, then.
Yes. Bye.
Bye-bye. Did you hear that?
Enough. Fancy giving him just a sandwich for lunch.
Yeah, and letting him pick up bits of scrap. And taking him on a farm walk in the first place. It's obviously more for their benefit than his.
Quite.
Now, wait till he breaks up from school. We'll take him on some proper days out.
He's been talking about a safari park.
That's just what I was thinking. Wild animals. Not the same ones he can see any day of the week.
Exactly.
Honestly, that family. No imagination.
What?
Toby!
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, you are here. I've been calling and calling. Oh,
sorry, Pip. Had my earphones in.
Well, did you get my message about the cricket?
No, no.
Oh. Well, no worries. I just wondered if you were playing. It's all over, virtually.
Yeah?
Yeah, Mum rang. Ambridge pulverised again.
That's bad.
Yeah, and by Little Croxley. I mean, well, they're not exactly top class.
Aren't they?
No, at least half of them must be drawing their winter fuel allowance. But I bet you'd have made all the difference to the result.
I doubt it.
Yes, you would.
Nah, to be honest, Pip, I don't really want to get involved.
Oh?
With the cricket, I mean, Rex was only in the pub for a drink last week and he practically got made captain.
No, I think he's safe. They're targeting Harrison now.
Yeah, so I gather.
No, he managed to get that mate of his along again today. The one who's played before.
Oh, well, that's good. Might let me off the team.
I wouldn't be so sure. Anyway, I just came to see, what are you up to later?
Oh, I,
You're not busy, are you?
Look, Pip, I'm glad I've seen you.
I'm glad I've seen you.
Yes, but the thing is, there's something I need to say.
Oh, what?
Well, the thing is...
You keep saying that. The thing is, what?
The thing is, I've let girls down before, lots of them. Too many, perhaps. But they weren't mates. I wasn't going to have to see them every day, so this is... Well, it might be awkward, but it's best to get it over with.
Oh, Toby, no.
The thing is, Pip, look, you're a great girl, and I really like you, but I...
No, no. So you're not telling me I'm dumped.
And do it properly this time.
How's he getting on?
Well, I've told him to wash them again. Wouldn't know he'd even tried. His nails were still filthy.
Well, if Pat and Tony have been letting him grub about in ditches all day...
Exactly. Do you know what he's just said?
No.
Why have they locked up my mummy? Why don't they just lock up all the knives in the world?
Oh, Robert.
What am I supposed to say? I mean, he's obviously brooding on it all.
Well, of course he is. It's all going round in his little head. What he saw, what he's been told, what's been said at school.
Yeah, yeah, and it's left to me to try and explain. Me! When this is all Helen's fault.
What she's put you and Henry through, It's unthinkable.
I know, I know. And God only knows what she's doing to Gideon.
No, don't, you mustn't.
My son. Born like that, miles away and under guard.
I know.
Just imagine. Because I do, all the time.
You mustn't get upset.
Should have been there. But no, instead of me, the first person he sees when he opens his eyes on the world is a prison officer. I've never even held him.
Oh, Robert. I know it's difficult for you, impossible even, but you must try to focus on what you have. Henry!
No, well, it's not easy.
I know, but you're doing such a good job with him.
You think so?
Look at what you're teaching him with every day that passes.
Well, I suppose...
You're such a good role model for him. You're the one constant in his life now.
Yes.
And when we get the right verdict in September, it'll be staying that way. You'll have Henry and Gideon in your care. You hang on to that.
Yes. Yes, thanks. You're right.
Oh. Who can that be?
Well, it's yours. Oh. It's Dad.
What? Well, answer it. Don't let it go to voicemail. He hates those things.
Hello? Yes, she's here.
Hello, Bruce. No, I was cooking, that's all. Well, of course I've got time to speak to you. It's lovely to hear you.
Oh, if only I'd thought to film it.
Okay, okay.
Oh, it would have looked so good on Facebook. The worm squirms. Oh,
very funny.
Oh, trust me, it was.
I just thought that...
I know what you thought, Toby. You thought you were about to break my heart and that I'd leave in a huff or in floods of tears.
No, not exactly.
Yeah,
no,
yes, yes, you did. And all you were worried about was whether I'd get Dad to give you notice to quit or something.
No, Pip, it wasn't that.
So what was it? What, just your usual assumption that every girl you share a bottle of lager and a kiss with...
Oh, a bit more than a kiss.
That every girl immediately starts dreaming about a ring on her finger. About a house, a car, kids, and being Mrs. Toby Fairbrother. I'm sorry, but you do flatter yourself.
So, you're cool about the other night?
No, no, my heart's shattered in tiny pieces and my life is in ruins. Can't you tell?
So you're cool about it?
Look, it was fun, right?
Fun?
Wasn't it?
Well, yes, of course it was. It was great.
Good. So, well, I've been thinking...
Go on.
My heart really was shattered after Matthew. Well, it was a bit cracked, at least. And I don't want to go there again. Not right now, anyway.
Right.
What I need is some fun.
No strings?
No, just two consenting adults who happen to get on. And the sex isn't bad, either.
Friends with benefits?
If you like.
I do like. So then, fun, you say?
That's right.
I'll show you fun, lady.
I'm back.
Oh, hello, love. Oh, this board is a mess. Ella and Ewan's garden today put ours to shame.
Oh, we haven't exactly had much time to do anything to it, have we?
Oh, no, but it's a disgrace. I don't think I've touched this border since last year. Can you fetch me some canes, Tony?
What?
Canes. I have to stake these delphiniums.
Oh, Pat, can't it wait? I'll do it tomorrow.
All right, then. I suppose another day will make much difference.
Oh, come and sit down.
Okay. You all right?
Yes. It's just, well, having to go to Blossom Hill Cottage...
Handover went okay, didn't it?
Yeah, fine. But I honestly don't know how Rob can live there.
You didn't go in?
Oh, no. He kept me on the step, thank goodness. Ursula was banging about in the kitchen, I could hear.
Right.
The kitchen. Gave me the creeps just walking up the path. Took me right back to that night.
Yeah. I'll never forget it.
Not me. All the police, the blue and white tape.
Ambulance with the lights flashing, the doors wide open.
Ugh. Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't seem to be having any effect on Henry living there.
No. I'd still rather he was here.
Oh, no, love. Me too.
Well, at least we gave him a nice day today. He loved playing on that tractor, didn't he?
And with the other kids.
Oh, he's such a lovely little soul. Despite having to live with Rob.
Well, that's because Helen laid down some good foundations with him before he came on the scene.
Yes. Oh, she rang, by the way. Rang Tom.
Oh, yeah.
He told her about the cheese winning the food award. She couldn't believe it.
No, well, she hasn't had much good news lately, has she?
None.
How's Jack?
Doing fine, apparently. He's got his 6-week check this week. Well, they both have. But now he's feeding better, she's not too worried about
it. Good. Ursula was doing them a roast by the smell of it.
Oh, yeah.
What have we got for supper?
I don't know. I'll have to have a look in the freezer.
Well, I'd be happy with cheese on toast and an early night. I'm whacked.
Henry is quite a live wire, isn't he?
He never stops.
Wonder how Ursula gets on. I mean, she has Henry every day and she's still looking after Ron.
Yeah, and once Henry breaks up from school, that's going to be even more to cope with.
We could always try to have him a bit more.
Oh, Pat, I don't know.
Tiring as it is, even one extra day a week, it'd be wonderful, wouldn't it?
Well, yes, of course it would. But
think what it would mean to Helen.
But the court order was quite definite. Can we really get it altered?
Probably not. But I could ask Maggie. After all, we've got nothing to lose, have we?
Oh, that's better, Henry. Much better. Nice and clean now.
So can we have our dinner?
Not yet, no.
Aww.
We've got to wait for Grandma Ursula. She's on the phone.
I'm hungry.
Well, you'll have to wait. We've had to wait all day for you to come back so we could have dinner together as a family, so I think you can wait a few minutes.
All right, can we play a game?
Okay, what do you want to play?
Cricket!
No. A quiet game so I can sit down.
Okay, I spy.
All right, you start.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with buh.
Buh. Bird.
No.
Bench.
No.
Bumblebee.
No.
Oh, sorry about that.
Everything all right?
Yes, fine. Guess what, Henry? Grandpa Bruce is coming to see us tomorrow. Won't that be nice?
Another one?
Oh, excuse me, Robert. This needs to cool.
Sorry. You've already made a treacle tart today.
Oh, I wasn't very happy with the lattice.
You see.
Well, if your father's driving all this way to see us, he deserves a decent lunch, doesn't he?
Of course.
Now, thank goodness I've got proper dripping from yesterday for a toad in the hole.
What?
Oh, you know it's his favourite.
It's not mine. Anyway, Mum, that's for a wet Wednesday in November, not the middle of summer.
But you...
Cold meat from yesterday and a bit of salad. Surely that's what we want.
Oh, dear.
Well, don't we?
Well, I don't know. I suppose if I did hot potatoes at least...
Yeah, that sounds more like it. There's pudding, after all, and you'll make custard.
Of course.
No need for Dad to feel hard done by then, is there?
No. Oh, that'll be him.
I'll go.
No. Let me, he'll expect. Let me go. All right. I'm coming.
Yeah, enjoy your line, did you?
Oh, yeah. Well, made a change. Toby on the early shift for once.
Yeah, that's right. And how's your breakfast?
Delicious, but...
Tom Archer's black pudding, that is.
I thought it must be. Thanks for going to all this trouble.
It's no trouble, Rex, and it's not every day it's your birthday.
No.
Oh, I wish I was 29 again.
Do you?
I'll say. All life stretching in front of you.
Yeah.
Well, you don't sound very happy about it.
Oh, sorry, Bert. Now, take no notice.
No, go on. What's getting you down?
Well, look at me. I'm 29, with a part share in a business that's barely breaking even. No prospect of getting a home of my own, let alone...
Is that what you think?
Well...
I hoped you might look on this place as your home.
Yeah, I do. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that, but... But really, what else have I got to show for nearly 30 years on the planet? And who cares?
What nonsense. Now, what about your mum and dad? They send cards?
Yeah, okay. Well, it's more than you can say for my brother.
Oh, not even a text.
Oh, Toby wouldn't waste a message on me. Just a note under my door on the back of an old feed bill, offering to meet me at the Bull later.
Well, to buy you a pint?
Well, for me to buy him one, more like. Oh, anyway, you must come too.
Oh, really?
Of course, you're one of the family.
Well, that's very kind of you, I must say. Now, come on, eat up.
Right.
Cos I've got something for you.
Oh, what's this?
Well, you know they calls me the Bard of Borsetshire.
You've written me one of your poems.
Shall I read it to you?
Oh, yeah, do.
Right, are you ready?
As I'll ever be.
For Rex on his birthday. Now, since you've come to live with me, it's really made me think. I know we've had our ups and downs. Tea bags in the sink.
Oh, it's nice here, isn't it? And the lake down there, Arkwright Lake, it's called.
I don't care if it's an inland sea. I don't want a guided tour, Ursula. All I want is to try and walk off this damned indigestion.
Oh, Bruce, I'm so sorry. Are you really suffering?
Yes, I am. It started before I even got to this godforsaken place.
Oh, dear.
Stuck behind a low loader the minute I turned off the bypass.
They were going to build a new road to Ambridge.
Carrying some ruddy great drill.
Right through Ambridge, in fact.
What are you babbling about?
Oh, dear. There's some bicarbonate back at the cottage.
No, thank you.
I was only trying to help.
It'd have been more help if you hadn't dished me up a plate of rabbit food for lunch. You know I can't abide salad.
Well, two helpings of treacle tart can't have helped.
Oh, it's my fault, is it?
No, I was only saying.
I had to fill up on something.
Yes, of course you did. Well, I'm sorry, Bruce. I had planned a different lunch, but... Well, if I'd had more notice, I could at least have made some of your favourites for you to take home. But I've got one or two things in the freezer you can have.
Oh, no, 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 no.
No, it's all right. I can easily make more for me and Robert.
You don't get it, do you? I've had months of this now. You up here, me in Hampshire.
Oh, but Bruce...
I'm sick to death of living on scratch meals and pierce the film and sling it in the microwave. The house is a tip. Nothing's been done.
But Miles said he and Belinda were keeping an eye on things.
Miles has got a farm to run. Belinda's got the cottages and the livery. Anyway, why should they? Looking after me isn't their job, is it? Hmm? Is it?
No.
No. It's yours. So, when I go home today, I am taking you with me.
Cheers, bro. Happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, Tobes.
Yeah, happy birthday, Rex, and many of them.
Oh, thank you. I wasn't expecting you, Pip.
No, I persuaded her.
Well, how else could I fill the time before afternoon milking?
How indeed.
And I had to give you this.
Oh, that's very kind. Let's see. Oh, a cuddly chicken.
Oh, cute.
Well, something about it made me think of you.
Thanks, I think. doesn't quite compete with Toby's car horn, but close.
Watch out when you cuddle up to it at night, though, Rex. We don't want Bert thinking you've smuggled a young lady in. He would be shocked.
He'll be here in a bit. I asked him along.
Great. The more the merrier.
So, what have you done with your day?
Oh, not much.
You had your lie in. See, I did the early, like I said, and I'll do tomorrow so that you can go out on the lash tonight.
I doubt it.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi, Bert.
Hi, Bert.
Hi, let me... you've got a drink?
Yeah, Nathan Booth insisted. He had a premium bond come up.
Blimey, how much did he win?
£25.
Oh, is that all?
Nice of him to spread it around, though.
Yeah, not to mention unusual. Well, how are you doing, Rex?
Fine, thanks.
Because our little chat this morning has quite inspired me.
Oh, yeah?
I've added a few more verses.
What's this?
But one of your poems.
For Rex on his birthday.
Wow, how about that, bro?
Would you like to hear it?
Well, I already
have. Oh, yes.
You bet.
It's quite an epic.
Oh, so I see.
Well, it won't take long. For Rex on his birthday.
But, Bruce, I can't just leave.
Give me one good reason why not.
Because Robert still needs me.
Ursula, you have been nursemaiding him for 3 months now.
Yes, and he's still not fully fed.
Rubbish.
He isn't. He gets very tired. That's why he's having a rest now.
You're making him as much of a milksop as that woman did with her own brat.
Oh, that's really not true.
Mind you, it's hardly surprising with what I've heard of what's her name? Pat and Tony. Far too much petticoat power in that family. No, You're coming back with me.
Oh, Bruce, no. Please. Henry breaks up from school soon. He'll be at home all the time, and he's on the go all day.
So?
Well, Robert's not strong enough to cope with a lively 5-year-old day in and day out.
Well, he needs to start getting a grip, kick his stick away.
Well, he doesn't use it all the time.
I didn't mean it literally.
Oh, look, how about I come home with you today, but come back to help out when the school holidays start?
Ridiculous.
All right, I'll come home. But please, Robert's got a check-up at the hospital on Thursday. Let me take him to that. And if they say he's making good progress, then I'll come home. I promise.
And stay home?
Yes. He was critically ill, Bruce. He nearly died. Your son nearly died.
All right. But I want you home by the end of the week. Understood?
If I was 29 again, I wouldn't be so glum. I'd face the future with a smile. The best is yet to come.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
Great.
Because the next big thing for you that'll really change your life is when you meet the lovely lass who you will make your wife.
Yeah, okay, but...
And when you meet that lucky girl that you can call your own, then you'll feel king of all the world and she will share your throne.
Oh, well, it's lovely.
Yeah, I'm welling up here.
Thanks, Bert. Very touching. So, who's for another drink?
Oh, I'll get them.
Mm-mm. No, today's on me.
You sure?
Sure. Mine's a lager.
Oh, so I'm still going to the bar then?
Obviously.
Just a half for me.
And me.
My last 20, enough.
Well, it depends if I switch from lager to champagne, doesn't it?
Well, whatever you want. Hey, Rex, you got some change?
What for?
For the machine.
You don't want to play them things.
Sorry?
The fruit machine. That's a mug's game, that is.
Not that one. The machine, you know, in the gents.
Oh, what poor girl is it now?
At least he's taking precautions, I suppose.
Go on, who is it?
No one you know. Look, have you got some change or not?
Well, you'll have change from Pip in a minute.
Not if she's on champagne cocktails, I won't. If I do, I'll pay you straight back. I'll pay you back anyway. Come on, hand it over.
There. Will that do you?
That should keep us going for a bit. Thanks, bro. You're the best.
You're not staying to see him.
Well, it's a lot of driving for your father, Robert. Hampshire to Borsetshire and back in a day.
And when precisely, Ursula, did I lose the power of speech?
I'm sorry, Bruce. I thought you'd want to beat the traffic.
I do. And I am not prepared to add an hour or more to the journey to see some snotty-nosed kid.
He's not... You've never even met Henry.
I can live with that.
Well, he really is a lovely little boy.
If you two want to take on parroting some freak of nature conceived in a test tube with a stranger's sperm, that's up to you. I'm not involving myself.
Well, I'm glad we've got that clear.
So am I.
But I love Henry, and I'm going to show him the best summer he's ever had.
Oh, Robert, I still think you'll find it too much. I mean, I can always come back and help.
You think so, do you? Anyway... I'll get off.
Yes, you should.
Thanks for coming.
I won't say it was no trouble, because it has been. But I will be back.
We both will. In September, for the trial.
To get my grandson. Your true son. Out from behind bars and back where he should be. With you, my boy.
Thank you.
And that crazy harpy who put him there and put you in hospital. Kept behind bars for years to come.
Tomorrow, then. Yeah, because by the end of the week I'll be up to my eyes in spring barley, I hope. Yeah. Yeah, bye, David.
Is he coming over?
Tomorrow.
Oh. And Ed?
He'll see it when he comes grain hauling at the weekend.
Ah, oh, well, fair enough. I've just been reading some of the bump that came with it, Adam.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, amazing.
Isn't it? Makes it sound more like a space shuttle than a drill.
Yeah. Now, I think we were right to go for the bifold markers.
Oh, definitely.
And I suppose the population monitoring will be worth the extra.
No, I think so. Hmm. Having computerised seed control has got to be better than electronic with a manual override.
Right.
It's going to be another big saving in the long run.
Yes, okay.
On top of the lower diesel and labour costs.
Well, I'm not sure how Jeff and Andy feel about it. There'll be a lot less overtime for them.
I thought you'd be pleased. You've been banging on enough about the cost of the thing.
Well, by the time we'd added on the extras, there wasn't much change.
Yeah, I know.
I had to just close my eyes and hit the button when I was transferring the money.
It's the future, Brian, no-till.
So you keep saying.
Well, fingers crossed for a dry autumn, that's all.
What?
Well, it's not going to work so well in a claggy soil.
Now he tells me.
Look, 9 years out of 10, it'll be fine. That'll be plenty good enough to raise our margins.
Come on, Adam. You know that's not what really fires you up. For you, it's all about improving the soil structure.
The two go together. You improve the soil, you make more profit.
Well, let's wait and see what the yields are like, shall we? It is a magnificent piece of engineering, though, I'll give you that.
Morning, yeah. Darling.
Hello, Mum.
Oh, Jenny, look, come and take a look.
What?
At the drill. Can't think why you didn't when it first arrived.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I couldn't have even got near it if I'd wanted to, what with you and Adam and Jeff and Andy and Alice drooling over it.
Well, we'll show you now, shall we?
No, thank you. I've got to go.
Oh.
Why don't you show it to Rory?
I will. Oh. Is he up?
He's having his breakfast. Anyway, I'm in a hurry.
Where are you off to?
Oh, I'm picking up Kate and we're going into Borchester.
Oh, yeah. She's got to equip the yurt for her guests next week.
Yeah, that's right. So we're off to choose, well, pretty much everything, really.
I see.
See you later, then.
Right.
This drill had better deliver those profits, Adam. I suspect my credit card's going to come in for something of a bashing.
Oh, well, if it keeps Kate out of your hair.
Well, there is that.
But last night you said Toby was doing the early shift.
He was. He was banging on about it all yesterday.
This is getting beyond a joke, Rex.
Tell me about it.
So the eggs haven't been collected, the hens were late going out.
Yeah, and the goslings are going to be late too.
How many times has he let you down now?
I've stopped counting.
Well, I'm sorry, but I can't go running behind him like you do. I haven't got the time.
Josh, I know.
I'll do the shifts we've agreed, but now I'm doing everything at Willow Farm as well.
Yeah. You're stretched enough.
Mm. I never realised how much Neil used to do, to be honest.
Toby's hopeless.
I don't know how you put up with him.
No, nor do I. And I know what's happened.
What?
He's got some new woman on the go.
Of course.
Yep. I heard him come crashing in about 2 o'clock last night. When I woke up this morning, saw his door still shut and...
Why didn't you wake him?
Oh, no, trust me. It's not worth it. It was late already. It was quicker to do this myself.
Oh, but that's exactly what he wants. If you let him keep getting away with it... Rex, it's no partnership if we're carrying him.
I know.
Now I've borrowed this money off Mum and Dad to buy out Neil and Hayley. Upper class eggs have got to turn a decent profit to help pay it off.
Yeah, we all need them to be in profit.
Well, they're never going to be if the business isn't efficient. You'll have to talk to him.
It never seems to do any good.
Did you use up your lifetime supply of aggression playing rugby? Just let me at him.
The hydraulic dam pressure will help when there's a lot of trash, of course.
Or on heavy soils, yeah.
You just cannot tear yourselves away, can you?
What? Oh, hello, Di.
Oh, hi, Mum.
And I suppose you're going to try and tell me you just happened to be passing.
We were.
Oh, nonsense. I know what you two are like with a new toy.
Well, never mind us. How did you get on with Kate?
Oh, terrible. Oh, remind me not to go shopping with her ever again. I've left her in Borchester deliberating over key limbs. Oh, I need a strong coffee and a sit down.
Yeah, before you do, Jenny, have a quick look at the drill.
Mm. But I want
to... It won't take long, just a quick run through of the main features.
Well, is there really much to explain? I mean, I can see for myself, darling. It's just a line of quarters on a frame that you hitch to a tractor.
Oh, bless her.
Just a line of quarters.
The point is, darling, these discs at the bottom slice into the ground, open it up, and then a special tine drops in a precisely calibrated amount of seed.
And a granular fertiliser.
Yes, I realise that.
So the point is, Mum, that in a conventional cultivation, you're going to get crop residue, straw and stuff, churned into the soil, right?
Oh,
yes, of course. And you've still got crop residue with this system, except it's all on the surface, I know.
Ah, very good. The thing is, the discs here cut deep through the unploughed residue, then the tines plant the seed below the level of the surface straw.
But the joy of this system
Oh, Brian, I know. The straw dragged in by the discs is buried too deep to impair germination.
You know that?
But of course I do. Do you think I am stupid?
Well, no, no, of course not. But...
Oh, it's Alice. Oh, oh, wonderful. She's got a second interview. Oh, tomorrow.
Well, that's fantastic.
Clever girl.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, she needs a new outfit and wants me to go into Borchester to help her choose. Oh, well, off I go again.
Whoa, hang on, Jenny, hang on. I mean, you will be back by lunchtime, won't you?
For heaven's sake, Brian, surely it's not beyond the wit of you and Adam to make your own lunch for once. Anyway, doesn't that new Wonder Drill double as a barbecue come rotisserie?
No leaks in the water supply, anyway.
The netting's okay too, Rex. I've checked.
Oh, thank heavens for that. I'm behind enough as it is.
Me too. Well, I'd better get back over to Willow Farm.
Thanks so much for helping walk the goslings up, Josh.
Oh, no problem. They're still a bit nervous, though, aren't they?
Mm. Yeah, still a two-person job bringing them up the lane.
One of whom should have been Toby. Oh, and here he is, the last of the Red Hot Lovers.
I know, I'm a complete apology for a human being. I don't deserve to live. I'm a worthless piece of...
Morning, Toby.
Hiya, Josh.
Rex. Morning. Hang on. Oh, yeah, no, it is still morning. Just...
Okay. I had a late night.
I know.
And totally overslept.
We know.
Why didn't you wake me, Rex?
Oh, so it's my fault.
No, I'm not saying that, but it was my day through the early and I let you down.
Tell us something we don't know.
Okay, I will. It's going to be the last time it happens ever.
And how many times have I heard that?
No, truly. Well, hear that? It's the sound of a new leaf turning.
No, it's not, Toby. It's the sound of someone trying desperately to dig his way out of a hole. Again.
Exactly. I had more convincing apologies the last time I rang the call centre about my pathetic mobile coverage.
All I can say is I really mean it this time.
Yeah? Look, your brother's never going to say this for whatever reason, so I will. I bought into Upper Class Eggs because I thought it had real potential. And it does. But only if we all work at it. There's three of us in this partnership, supposedly, and it needs you to pull your weight.
I know that.
So let's see you doing it. I've got enough on at Willow Farm. I'm doing all my own work there, as well as dealing with everything that Neil used to do. The ordering, the customers, plus egg collection and deliveries. I'm in debt to my mum and dad. I don't need a load more stress.
Josh, what can I say? I'll do my bit.
What, endless marketing meetings? Faffing about with another video?
That will put a rocket under sails, you'll see.
What, with my sister doing the voiceover?
Yeah, Pip sounds great.
Not exactly Emma Watson, is she? I was going to ask you two to put some money into Willow Farm eggs, but I can see that's never going to happen. Not when you're such a plonker, Toby. Yeah.
I'll see what you've done.
Yeah, right little hissy fit, wasn't it?
Oh, I give up.
And that's about the lot. Oh, no, I forgot. Three choices of hitch. Regular, two-point semi-integral, and, a caster wheel for smaller tractors, but we won't be using that.
Wow, and wow.
Well, you like our new drill, then?
Love it. That's what's so brilliant about Home Farm, Adam. There's so much going on.
Thanks, Josh.
No, I mean it.
You've had plenty going on at Brookfield, haven't you? Extending the grazing system, getting the new cows.
But it's all more the same. Not exactly innovation.
Or maybe not. But you're branching out, aren't you? With Rex and Toby and the eggs.
Oh, don't mention the eggs.
Okay.
And you've seen our kit at Brookfield. It belongs in a museum. In fact, no, a museum would turn it down. It belongs in a scrapyard.
You've got different priorities at Brookfield.
Maybe. But come on. You know what's out there nowadays? Driverless tractors.
Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
In a few years' time, you could have four or five tractors working the same field with the same or even different attachments.
And one driver controlling all of them, I know.
It's scary when you think of the implications for the countryside. Farms shedding even more labour.
At least there's a job for someone, I suppose.
Well, there doesn't need to be. It's only in case something goes wrong.
Which it won't.
It shouldn't. It'll all be so high-tech. It's as much about reassuring the public, really.
Bring it on, I say. But in the meantime, Adam...
Yeah?
I actually came to ask if you've got any tractor work going over harvest.
Oh. Haven't you got enough on, with the eggs?
Well, yeah, but I'm on top of all that. And I need the money.
Beer money for uni, eh?
I've got some debts to clear first.
Ah, before you take on a student loan, very wise.
If I take it on.
Sorry?
Well, like we've been saying, look at the opportunities for people who get the new technologies.
It seems to be working for Alice. Turns out she has very transferable skills.
Yeah, and good for her. But I'm wondering if I even need a degree.
Are you?
I could be better off just getting stuck in straight away. Hands-on experience.
Right. Well, I guess you can see how you feel when you get your exam results.
I guess. Anyway, thanks, Adam. You won't forget about the tractor driving, will you?
I won't.
Thanks, I appreciate it. See you.
See you.
What did Josh want?
Harvest work.
Oh, well, we can give him a few days, can't we?
I expect so.
Good.
He struck me as a young man who's busy managing expectations.
Really? What about?
His A-level results. I don't think he's too hopeful.
Well, I'm not very hopeful of ever getting any lunch. Where is your mother?
We could always... Aha!
Just in time.
I don't believe it!
Hello, darling.
You're not still admiring that drill? Oh, have you two even moved since I left?
Six of them in the first round of interviews, and it's between just two of them today.
Really?
I said to her, Alice, I said, you get this job and the world's your oyster. I mean, she's only 27, Pat. Think of all the doors it could open for her. Mm. Oh, she could do anything. And Christopher's that proud of her too.
Yes.
Anyway, how did little Jack's six-week check go? Has Helen managed to ring?
Yes, she did. It was all fine, thanks, Susan.
Oh, that must be a relief.
It is. Baby seems to be doing well, and it's good to know Helen's recovered.
Of course, of course. Well, I'd better get off to the shop.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
Hope Ursula hasn't been in again.
Why?
Oh, she nearly cleaned us out yesterday.
Oh?
Bought up loads of pasta and tinned tomatoes, eggs, flour, cleaning stuff too.
Do you know what for?
Well, I assume she's cooking ahead. And she'll want to leave Blossom Hill Cottage looking nice, won't she?
Leave it?
Well, she's going home at the end of the week. Didn't you know?
No, I didn't, actually.
Oh, I hope I haven't spoken out of turn.
No, that's all right.
Mum, are you about?
In the yard, Tom.
Great, can you phone... Oh, hi, Susan.
I was just going, actually, Tom. I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, yes, bye.
I've got to move the irrigation pipes. Can you give the feed merchants a ring? They said they'd deliver this morning. There's still no sign.
Yeah, in a minute, Tom. Ursula's leaving.
What?
She's going home at the end of the week.
Why?
I don't know, but where does that leave Rob and Henry?
Well, it's going to be hard work for Rob looking after him on his own. Do you think he'd let us have Henry a bit more?
I was already thinking of asking Maggie if there was any way we might be able to have him another day a week in the holidays.
Oh, that'd be great.
Wouldn't it? No, I definitely will.
So, the plan is to reel him in over lunch at the Bull tomorrow.
Oh, poor Harrison. Are you in on this, Fallon?
Oh, yes. Yes, I've just got to persuade him to drop by and the rest is up to Alistair.
Well, the cricket team certainly needs something. Or someone. Yeah,
and Harrison is just the man.
I'll take this one, Susan. Mm-hmm. It's not very Anya, but...
Oh, yeah. It's lovely about her engagement, isn't it?
Yeah. We're doing them a cake shaped like a tropical island.
Oh, Emma said. You are clever, the pair of you.
Have you and Emma started thinking Olympics yet up at the tea room?
Yeah, you bet. And once we've got Anya's party and that big kids' party out of the way, we're on it.
Great, because your mum and I were talking last night.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello, Linda.
How very opportune that you're all here. Now, I don't think I've heard back from everyone about the Fete Committee meeting tonight. Kenton?
Oh, yeah, I saw your email.
You just didn't bother to reply.
Yeah, well, we have been quite busy, Linda, what with Wimbledon and the footy on the big screen.
Yes, well, will you be there or not?
Yeah, of course.
Good. Thank you for your response, Fallon. I know I can always rely on you. Susan?
Oh, sorry, Linda. I thought I told you. Yes, of course I'm coming.
Excellent. Not that there's much to discuss.
Why is that?
Well, I've already confirmed most of the usual attractions.
Have you?
Yes. Kathy on the white elephant. Eileen Stevens on the tombola.
Well, I know Clary and Jill are getting the tea tent sorted.
Oh, yes. Sadly, Derek Fletcher can't do the coconut shy. He and Pat are going to be away.
Oh, what a shame.
But he has promised to find me a substitute. So, we just need to round up the usual suspects for Dunk the Vicar and Whack-A-Mole. It all seems to be shaping up nicely.
Marvellous.
Well, it makes a change. Susan, I need to go through to the back. I've mislaid a pair of sunglasses and I may have left them there.
Oh, help yourself.
Thank you.
Shaping up nicely. Sounds like one big yawn to me, don't you think?
Well, there's not much to get excited about, is there?
Just having it back in the village is enough, isn't it?
Oh, well, we'll see.
That'll do it. Oh, thanks. It's a good job you came along.
Oh, it's always easier with two, isn't it? I've spoken to Maggie, by the way.
Oh, yes?
It's a no-go, I'm afraid. I had hoped, but the court order can't be buried.
So we're stuck with one day a week?
Unless we ask Rob for more.
Well, ask him directly. Would you do that?
Well, I'd hate it. Sticks in my throat to go crawling to him, but it's got to be worth a try.
Well, I suppose he can only say no.
Yeah. You never know. After a few days on his own with Henry, he might even be grateful.
Quite possibly.
While I'm at it, I need to try and pin down some dates for this holiday.
Oh, yes, why not?
At least we know we're entitled to take Henry away on that.
It's a shame it's only a week.
I know, but I had a quick look online. There are still some quite good deals.
Mm. Anywhere you fancy?
I was wondering about the Canaries.
I should think anywhere with sea, sand and a water slide will tick all Henry's boxes.
Anyway, I shall have to psych myself up before I broach any of this with Rob.
Good luck.
Thanks. Now, what I really came to ask is, what time do you want your supper?
Oh, you and Dad go ahead. I'll have mine later.
OK.
I've got to go and ask a favour of my own first. Though I hope it won't be as tricky as tackling Rob.
Thanks, Katerina. See you tomorrow. Dovid Zenya.
Bye.
Oh, very impressive, Adam. What language was that?
Polish. I can say hello and goodbye in about six. It's about all I can say, though. Thank goodness the pickers have got good English.
Shaming, isn't it?
Very. So, have you come to take a look at our new drill?
No, though I hear you and Brian have hardly been able to tear yourselves away from it.
You've been talking to Mum.
Look, I've just come to ask a massive favour.
Far away.
Is there any chance, Adam... any chance at all you could cut our winter wheat?
Why, what's happened to your regular bloke?
All my fault, as usual. I've been so busy I forgot to confirm with him, and when I checked today, he'd assumed we didn't want him and had got booked up.
Ah, I see.
Just one more thing I've overlooked.
Tom, don't worry about it. Of course I'll fit you in.
Really? Oh, thanks, Adam.
It's hardly a huge acreage.
15.
Less than a day's work, and it won't be ready till what, the very end of the month?
The beginning of August, more like.
That's fine. The only problem I can foresee is getting the combine through the gates.
Well, I'll take the gateposts out if necessary. I'll take the fence down too if need be. I'd be that grateful.
Tom, really, not a problem.
Thanks, Adam. That's a big load off my mind.
Are you sure you can't spare half an hour?
No, really, I've
not
got
to... Not to look at the drill. Got some beers in the cool box.
Beers?
Yeah, nice and chilled.
Oh, go on then. Just a quick one.
So, Alice won't be coming.
Oh, you can't begrudge them, Linda. She has just been offered a brand new job.
It's brilliant. Oh, of course, she and Chris want to celebrate.
Yeah, I would.
Oh, really? And Alan's going to be late. Well, I suppose we may as well start.
Good.
So, with the fate back in its rightful place, it's a chance to remind people what Ambridge does so well. A traditional village day out.
So, what exactly is our theme this year?
Well, I would have thought it was obvious, Fallon. Revival. Renewal.
Well, don't tell me. Resurgam.
Yes, if you like.
No, I don't like, to be honest.
What do you mean?
Well,
the thing
thing is, Linda, don't you think we've been there and done that?
Oh, I suppose it was the theme at your open garden.
Yeah, exactly. It's starting to look as if Ambridge has only got one idea.
I see. You're rejecting my idea?
No. Let's revive the fate, fine, but renew it properly with something a bit different.
Yeah, that's right. Come back with a bang.
Fireworks.
That's not a bad idea, Susan. Oh, well, firecrackers, anyway.
Please, does no one but me think of health and safety and the cost of insurance?
Okay, let's forget the firecrackers. But surely, if we want people to make a date with the fate, we've got to give them something that they haven't seen before.
So this is how you do it, is it? Stash of beers up at the polytunnels?
Only for occasional use.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of a long day. There you go, Tom.
Yeah, cheers. Oh, that's good.
Looks like you needed it.
Oh, I don't think I realised how much.
Things are still pretty tough, I imagine.
Oh, it's time, Adam. I simply don't have enough of it.
Always chasing your tail.
Oh, never catching it.
It's busy enough anyway this time of year. Is Morris keeping on top of things at the unit?
Oh, I don't know what I'd do without him. Not that we're as busy there as we were.
You still making the sausages?
Yeah, and the scotch eggs and a bit of black pudding. Oh. But we lost so many customers when the shop was closed, and I haven't got the time or the brain space to think about trying to find any more outlets.
Sorry.
Oh, it's weird. It's not so long ago I was having all these conversations with Helen. She was full of ideas for how we could extend the range. Bone broth was one.
That's the latest foodie thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And organic baby food. That was a big passion of hers. She really wanted to find a place for Bridge Farm in that market. It's impossible now.
Things won't be like this forever, Tom.
No, I hope not. But even when she gets out, if she does...
She will.
Well, what state will she be in?
You mustn't give up on Helen, on the farm, on yourself.
I'm not. Oh, take no notice, Adam. Things aren't that bad.
Really?
It all looks better through the bottom of a beer bottle anyway.
I wish there was more we could do to help.
A village carnival? Oh, that'd be different.
Yeah. And totally out of place in every sense. Carnaval being celebrated before Lent and literally meaning...
Meat-free, we know.
Yeah, and where is the biggest carnival in the world? Rio?
Which just happens to be hosting the Olympics.
Oh, Rio. Yes.
Are you all right, Susan?
I've always wanted to go to Rio. Thought Neil had booked us a holiday there once for our anniversary.
And?
He hadn't. I'd made him a chili con carne and all.
Excuse me, if I could drag your attention back to the fate for one moment, may I point out that in Ambridge we have done the Olympics before. My cultural Olympiad in 2012.
Oh, we did a sort of Olympics even before that. What about your vegetable Olympics, Kenton?
Oh, they were great.
Don't please. I still shudder at the memory of the parsnip javelin.
This would be completely different. It's not about people running around. It's about creating an atmosphere.
Yeah. Well, you'll still have your traditional fate, Linda. There'll still be the tombola and the tea tent and whack-a-mole, but with Brazilian food and music as well. It'd give it a real party feel. Yeah,
exactly. A true celebration of Ambridge being back in the game.
Susan? Well, I think it could work really well, Linda. Traditional, but with a twist, don't you think?
So is he coming?
I don't know, Alistair.
Hasn't Fallon said?
Let's ask her.
Fallon, can you spare a minute?
Hang on!
She's here.
Yeah, a bit of a staff shortage today.
Mm. Can I get you a drink?
Oh, just a half, please, Kenton. Got a busy afternoon.
Right. Shula tells me you're moving back to the stables. Well, moving the practice back, that is.
Yeah, bit by bit over the next few weeks.
Well, that'll make life easier, won't it?
That and not having to worry about the cricket team anymore, I hope, yeah.
Well, you won't know what to do with yourself.
I wish.
I reckon Shula missed having you round.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, she's been a bit subdued lately, don't you think? No. On the house.
Oh, thanks very much. Well, Dan's home tomorrow. That should perk her up.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'd have thought she'd be looking forward to that. And there's our birthday coming up soon.
Oh, well, that can be a double-edged sword.
She's not worried about that, is she? Live every day as if it's your last, that's what I say, because you never know what's round the corner.
Did you want me?
Oh, hi, Fallon. Is Harrison going to grace us with his presence, do you know?
That'll be WG Grace, will it?
Well, I've done all I can. He said he'd drop in any time now.
Oh, brilliant, thanks.
Right, better get back. I've got my cottage pies to finish.
Okay, thanks, Fallon.
No Wayne today?
No. You know, his girlfriend died the other week.
Oh, yeah. Beverly, wasn't it?
Yeah. He has been so strong and so considerate of us. He came into work throughout, didn't want to let us down.
Amazing.
That's what I said. But Jolene said it was his way of coping.
Well, maybe.
I take my hat off to him. Such self-possession. He'd never have known he even had a girlfriend. And get this, he wasn't even going to take time off for the funeral.
Well, didn't want to put you out, I suppose.
Well, very good of him, but you need it, don't you? That final goodbye? So, I put my foot down. I insisted Jolene find out when it was.
And it's today?
Yeah. I did offer to go with him for moral support, you know. But Jolene thought it'd be better if she went. Said if Wayne got upset, he might be embarrassed to break down in front of me. I wouldn't want him to feel inhibited.
No, I suppose not.
I'll be at the Creme now. Tragic.
Yeah.
Makes you think, doesn't it? Life really is short. You've got to make the most of it.
Yeah, very true.
I mean, we've just got to, well, look after each other and do what we can for each other while we can, don't you think?
Afternoon.
Absolutely. Harrison, can I get you a drink?
Anna, I don't want to disturb you.
Mum?
I brought you a cup of coffee.
How did you manage that?
The usual way. Coffee, hot water.
And how did you get up the stairs?
Very carefully.
You're supposed to hold on to the banister with your good arm.
Oops.
What good is it going to do either of us if you have another fall and break a leg this time?
I take your shouting at me as a cover for real concern.
I wasn't shouting!
No, of course not.
If I was, I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. And it is concern. Anyway, thank you for the coffee. I was about to come and make some myself.
I should think you need it. You've been up here all morning without a break.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to get through.
Are those Helen's papers?
Yes.
It's all right, I'm not looking.
Well, there's not much to see. I wish there were.
I'm just very glad that you've decided to go on representing her.
Well, I wasn't sure, as you know.
No.
I tried to busy myself with another case and then... It was quite funny, actually. Ironic. Helen rang me at the end of last week and ended up reassuring me.
Oh.
She kept on saying how much she wanted me as her brief. So that was that.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it is. Oh, there's something about this case. It's certainly a challenge.
I do admire you, Anna, for sticking with it.
Now, you know me. Perhaps I'm just perverse.
No. I think you're being very brave, putting yourself through this when that other case and its consequences are still so raw for you.
Yes, well, what's the alternative? If I start to duck out of every case which is going to remind me, well, I won't have a career, for one thing.
You weren't ducking out of anything.
Yes, I was. Or trying to.
A perfectly understandable reaction.
I'm not paid to have reactions.
Feeling, then. Everyone has feelings, even you.
Even me. But I have a head as well as a heart. I've made a specialism of domestic violence and women and children. I have to get back in the saddle.
Quite right. And instead of concentrating on one case which went wrong, tragically, well, think of all the cases you've won.
Yes, I know.
Hundreds of women and their children. We're living freer lives now, happier lives, thanks to you. Who'd represent them in future?
There are plenty of other good barristers, Mum.
Not as good as my daughter.
I think you might be a tiny bit partisan, don't you?
I'm allowed to be. I'm your mother.
Now enjoy your coffee and I'll go back downstairs holding the banister. Don't worry.
Yeah, you'd better.
And I shall sit quietly in the garden and be a good girl.
That'll be a first.
Cheers, Alistair.
Cheers. Mm. Fallon must be chuffed, getting away about the fate.
Mm. She is, yeah.
Well, good for her. Outmaneuvering Linda's quite an art.
She's a canny lass.
Yeah. We could do with a tactician like her on the cricket team.
Embarrassing, wasn't it, Sunday? Again.
Well, you were great. And your mate Logan, thanks for getting him along.
I think he enjoyed it, despite the crushing defeat.
I don't know, Harrison. I don't know how we're going to turn things around.
Yeah, sorry I couldn't make the EGM, but to be honest, there's not much chance of improvement this season.
It's all down to the captain, really.
Over to you.
No, not me. I think it's time for me to call it a day.
Really?
Yep. My mind's made up.
So, is Adam taking over?
No, he can't commit to it. And, well, to be honest, he's had his day as well.
Oh, I'll tell him, shall I?
Well, he's the first to say it. No, the cricket team needs someone younger, someone who'll really get behind it, bring in new players, younger players, and lean on the younger ones we have got to commit a bit more.
Easier said than done.
Well, not for someone who's on their level, talks their language, reminds everyone on Twitter that it's Nets, posts the results on Facebook. It's the way to go.
I'm not sure where this is leading, but I'm getting a funny feeling.
Oh, come on, Harrison. You live in the village. You're a great all-rounder who's on a hot streak yourself right now.
I wouldn't go that far.
You've got natural authority, proven organisational ability.
That's all very flattering, Alistair. There's just one problem.
What?
I'm not interested.
What?
I'm sorry. No way.
But, Harrison...
One cottage pie and one beef sandwich. Everything all right? You're still out here. I've been calling you all over the house.
It's my role in life today to worry you, isn't it?
You're very good at it.
I'm sorry, Anna. I'm not going to sit inside when the weather's so lovely.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
I've been watching a couple of fledglings over there, trying out their wings. Only from one twig to another. But I bet they're proud of themselves.
I bet.
What must it be like to be incarcerated and not be able to enjoy any of this? It gives me the shivers.
So it should.
Helen can get outside at the mother and baby unit, can't she?
Oh, yeah. She's working in the prison veg garden now.
Yes, I know. But I mean sit outside with Jack.
Yes, there's a nice little garden for the babies. Mm. Trees, shrubs, the usual things. Space to play for the little ones.
Good.
There's still a dirty great wall round it, though, topped with barbed wire.
Oh, I suppose there would be. Oh, Anna, you will get her off, won't you?
Oh, no pressure, then.
Oh, I'm sorry. It all seems so wrong.
I'm doing all I can. I spent the day going through the prosecution evidence.
And what about Helen's defence?
Mother?
Oh, sorry. I know you can't really say.
So don't ask.
I can't help it.
I need more from Helen. Mm. I need her to open up and tell me things.
She's not doing that.
Well, she's not volunteering very much. She'll only answer what questions I put to her, and sometimes not even those.
Oh, Anna.
But I've said too much. You're not to breathe a word.
I promise.
Really?
I've kept enough secrets in my time.
That's true. You're rather good at secrets, aren't you?
I can't believe you turned it down. It's such an honour.
Fallon, the Queen's Police Medal is an honour. Captaining the Ambridge cricket team is more of a liability.
So, hasn't it been the year of the underdog? What about Leicester?
What about them?
No one thought that they had a chance at the start of last season, and look how they did.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. There's no comparison.
Yes, there is. With Ambridge, the only way is up.
I mean, who'd want to take on a team at the top of the league? Think of the pressure.
And there's no pressure trying to get people who couldn't give a monkeys to come to Nets and turn up for games at the weekend, not to mention actually putting some runs on the board.
That's not pressure, it's a challenge.
Getting 11 bodies on the field is a challenge at the moment.
Yeah, and you're the man to change that.
I don't think so.
But you are. How can you refuse? It's your chance to be at the heart of village life.
I've got that already. You, me, Woodbine Cottage.
You could do more than that, Harrison. You could really make a difference.
No, Fallon.
But the team needs you. Ambridge needs you.
Fallon, no.
Okay, well, I need you to do it. Do it for me.
Bog off.
What?
Buy one, get one free.
Huh?
Alistair and Shula, they come as a package, don't they?
Do they?
He captained the team. She did the tease.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Look, if I'm doing my duty for the village, Ambridge expects you to do yours.
But Shula hasn't got a tea room to run or functions. Or weekends are our busiest time.
Come on. You've got Emma and Kirsty. Could even help you grow the business.
Well, how'd you work that out?
You can big up how far you got in the food and drink awards with every plate of ham and tomato.
You're a piece of work, you are. Talk about nice cop, nasty cop.
Oh, go on. You love it.
Yeah, I do, unfortunately. Okay, I'll do your blooming cricket tease, but only if it don't clash with a paying job and if I can staff the tea room.
Ah, thank you. Love you.
I love you too. But don't think you're getting a total goody two shoes like Shula.
Well, I hope not. Come here.
No. Come along, Ursula. Pull yourself together.
Are you still up here?
In here, Robert.
So, how's the packing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean you to see them.
You brought these for the baby, didn't you?
Yes.
Little Prince. And my old baby blanket.
Yes. They've been at the back of the drawer.
Yes, I remember you bringing them. I promised you a photo of him wearing the sleep suit and me holding him.
Yes.
Will he ever get to wear it now, do you think?
Oh, Robert.
Or will he be too big for it by the time I get to hold him?
The blanket will still be fine.
It's wrong. So, so wrong.
I know it is. Life can be very cruel.
I only wanted to help. All I ever did was try to give Helen some stability in her chaotic life. She wanted it. She needed it.
Now, you did everything you could for her. No one could have done more.
And now I've lost my son. And you've lost your grandson. And they talk about justice for victims.
Oh, come here. Come on. Oh, they're there.
Yeah, well, anyway, you better get on with your packing.
Yes, but know this, Robert. I may be leaving Ambridge, but I'm still far from convinced you're well enough to look after Henry.
I'll manage.
Well, if you have the slightest doubt, the slightest trouble, just telephone and I'll come straight back.
Really?
Really, yes. No matter what your father says.
Right. Well, thanks.
And with Henry, remember, don't let him run rings round you. Like all small boys, he needs a firm hand.
Yes, I know.
What a life you lot, eh? Eat, sleep, sunbathe. Oh. Hello, you.
Hiya. What are you up to?
Planning my reincarnation.
You reckon you'll get a second chance, Toby, after all the bad things you've done?
You didn't seem to think they were so bad the other night.
Yeah, okay. So, what are you planning to come back as?
A gosling.
It's a short life.
But a happy one, Pip.
Well, I'm about to tell you something that might make you happy in this life.
Go on.
My whole family are going to be out this afternoon.
Are they?
Yeah. We've all been invited over to the stables. It's a welcome home tea for Dan.
So, how are you going to get out of it?
Well, I'm going to offer to grease up the trailers.
Yeah, is that a euphemism for something?
The grain trailers for harvest. You have a filthy mind.
Flatterer.
So, are you free to come over?
Well, I've done my bit with the goslings for today.
Because once harvest starts, I mean, A, I'm going to be busier, and B, there'll be loads of people around the whole time.
Although I am supposed to be having a meeting.
Oh, well, but if it's too much trouble, then...
No, leave it with me. I'll see what I can conjure up.
Right, let's get this side onto the upright.
Hang on, Eddie, hang on. That looks a bit skew-whiff to me.
Well, of course it does from where you're sitting.
No, it ain't just that. It's just weird and true.
Dad, that's the beauty of Elf World. There ain't no spirit levels in Fairyland.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah. Oh, it's heavy weather today, isn't it? You seen them clouds over Penyasset?
Yeah, it is a bit close.
If on St. Swithin's Day it do rain...
Yeah. Oh, stop being such a misery. We got too much to do.
Well, I can't help you lug them horns about. It kills me back.
Oh, don't worry. I've got a nice sitting down job for you. Sorting the T-shirts into size order.
Oh, did you beat Kent and Archer down on the price?
Yeah. Got them for what they cost him.
That's what I calls real Grundy magic, eh?
Well, I tell you, Dad, Elf World's going to be a nice little earner.
Well, especially after that piece in the Echo.
The photo wasn't so bad, neither.
I thought we really looked the part.
Oh, that we did, yeah.
You should save us doing hardly any advertising, I reckon. Did I tell you, Baggy's got me a great deal on posters for around the village. Fluorescent orange, they are.
Oh, just a job.
Yeah. We'll see how things go this weekend, and once the school holidays start, we'll be coining it.
Hiya.
Oh, hello, Emma.
Oh, you haven't brought us some tea, have you?
And cake.
Oh, did you hear that, Dad? That'll cheer you up.
Oh, you're a good girl.
And some good news, too. The surveyor's come to look at where that water appeared.
Oh, it really wasn't me, you know.
Yeah, so what's the good news?
The good news is, he thought it was a half-hour job, but there was a lot of head-scratching going on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and before I left, he was on his phone cancelling the rest of his afternoon appointments.
See, Dad?
Yeah, that does sound awful.
Yeah, well, for us. I can't help feeling a bit sorry for Oliver and Caroline.
Why?
They'll either have to fix it or knock thousands off the asking price.
Oh, they can afford it. If it holds things up, well, that's got to be good news, isn't it?
I suppose, but in fact, yeah.
Oh, Edward said that you'd had a look online at maybe renting somewhere after all.
Oh, it was so depressing. There was nothing we could afford that I'd have let the dog live in, let alone us and the kids.
Well, I'm still doing my best to put people off.
Your old Long John's on the radiators. Yeah, I saw.
When I think what I'm missing for this...
What are you missing?
Well, just a top-level meeting with the acting features editor of The Courier.
The big time.
No, I doubt it. He sounded like an intern.
Well, even so, you're making me feel bad now.
You are bad, Pip. You're very bad.
No, stop it. Stop it, Toby, I mean it. You're already not Mr. Popular with your business partners, are you?
I suppose Josh has been moaning.
Just a bit.
Told off by an 18-year-old. Great.
Well, you ought to be a bit more responsible. You'll get a bad reputation.
I thought I already had.
No, as a farmer, not just as a player.
Who says I'm a player?
No, it doesn't need saying, Toby. It oozes from every pore.
Charming. And when I've done the earlies all week to make up for my little lapse on Tuesday, Mr. Completely Dependable.
Whoa, hang on a minute. Mr. Dependable.
That's me.
So no bad boy anymore. Yep. You know, that doesn't sound like the fun we agreed.
It's fun, all the way as far as you're concerned.
Good. Was that thunder?
No. Just the earth starting to move again.
No, it was thunder, you know.
So?
Oh, no, I ought to grease those trailers.
What? You're not serious.
It's going to look a bit bad when they come back and they're not done.
Oh, I thought we were good for the whole evening.
What if Mum pops round wanting to tell me all about Dan's latest adventures? You haven't thought this through.
Yes, I have. I can hide upstairs. You've just got to keep your mum in the kitchen.
No, thanks.
You sure know how to make a guy feel welcome.
Oh, don't be such a big baby.
So when can we reconvene?
I'm milking tomorrow afternoon, and in the evening there's a young farmer's thing I've got to go to. Yeah. I'm doing the raffle. But how about Sunday?
Harrison's leaned on me to play cricket.
I'm starting as he means to go on. Well, that's the weekend gone.
No. No, it isn't. I'll think of something.
What?
Oh, just some of the usual Toby Fairbrother magic. Don't you worry.
So they both returned to their little cottage. And as they did so, an owl flew up from the branches of the old oak tree. They were safely home. But as they closed the door, a scratching sound was heard. It was the old witch getting on her broomstick again.
Yeah, very good, Dad.
Very good? Joe, you're not seriously going to tell tales like that to little kids?
Well, why ever not?
Because it's blooming terrifying, that's why. Bringing the old witch in again like that at the end.
Oh, my love, I've been telling tales, ghostly and otherwise, round these parts for over 60 years. And what you need with an audience is a hook.
A hook?
To get them coming back for more.
Yeah, that's right. Coming back, repeat customer, and tell your friends. That's what we want at Elfworld.
The only thing people are going to tell their friends is never to come near this place. And kids are going to run screaming out the gate.
Never.
They will. And I'm sorry, but while we're on that subject, the picture in the Echo.
Oh, of us in our costumes.
Great, weren't they? You'll never guess how we made those ears. Cut up a cereal packet, covered it with a pair of Clary's old tights.
Yeah, very convincing, with your camo jacket and shorts from the Army Surplus Shop. Yeah,
what about me, eh? I was dead authentic. An old fishing hat of Robert Snell's, that was. And I got me cloak still. Real velour, that.
Yeah, magic.
Black magic, you mean? It was seriously creepy. It's
creepy?
Yes. To be quite honest, Joe, you look like the child catcher, and Eddie, you look like a hobgoblin.
Oh, him, eh?
Charming.
I'm sorry, but I've got to tell it like it is. I should know. I have got a 5-year-old.
Child catcher?
I'm sorry, Joe. I'm only trying to help.
Well, what do you suggest?
Well, why don't you leave the dressing up to the kids? You can wear the T-shirts. It would help to sell them.
Yeah. Well, she's got a point there, Dad.
Well, what about my storytelling?
Sit and watch Frozen with Kira. Or even brush up on Harry Potter. But something a bit more child-friendly, OK?
Bye, then. Give my best to Dad.
Of course.
Oh, bye-bye, Henry.
Bye, Grandma.
Oh, now, you be a good boy for your daddy, won't you?
I will.
Goodbye, Robert.
Bye. Thanks for everything.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget what I said.
No, I won't.
Good.
Now, go on. Off you go. You don't want to miss your train.
Right. Yes. Bye.
So, just you and me now, eh, Henry?
Yes.
You ready to wave?
Yes, ready.
That's a good boy. Bye.
Daddy, I'm getting wet.
Are you waving?
Can I go inside?
Oh, don't you dare. How rude. After all Grandma Ursula has done for you, we are standing here and waving till her taxi's right out of sight. Understood?
Yes, Daddy.
Thank you.
You can listen to audio highlights and actor interviews at bbc.co.uk/archers.